Hello, my name is Kelly Carasquillo, and I'm a studio art major with a Spanish minor. I've been working with ceramics for over 2 years now, but until last year, I hadn't had the opportunity to try slip casting. The first time I did, I was hooked. When working with ceramics, I usually make functional pieces that are used daily in homes. But by learning how to make a plaster mold, now I can cast multiples of a specific item. When I cast a piece, I then have that item with the same size and shape, but I can also now personalize each one of them by adding a different decorative touch to make each piece unique. You might be asking yourself, what is slip casting? Well, it's a technique where you pour liquid clay into a plaster mold in layers. This allows to create a hollow form. When pouring the liquid clay or slip into the plaster mold, it functions like a sponge and the water is absorbed into the plaster. This dries out the slurry that is the closest to the wall of the mold. And after about 15 to 30 minutes, the excess slip or slurry is emptied, leaving the hollow form. This form can then be manipulated, adding unique details. When the piece dries, it becomes greenware, and it's still very delicate. It then goes into the kiln for the first firing. During this firing, the kiln's temperature reaches to around 1800 degrees, and when it finishes, it's then known as bisqueware. That's when the real fun begins. The glazing possibilities are endless. After the piece gets glazed, it is then loaded into the kiln for the final firing. During this stage, the kiln reaches a temperature of over 2200 degrees, and the glazes melt and forms a glossy